In this bulletin, an inquiry continues into Victoria's botched hotel quarantine scheme. The federal government is facing increasing pressure to relax its overseas travel guidelines. And in the AFL, the league admits Carlton's match-winning shot at goal against Fremantle should have been taken by another player. With the latest news, I'm Assam Al-Ghadir. A Victorian Health Department epidemiologist is to appear before the inquiry into the state's botched hotel quarantine scheme. Dr. Charles Alprin from the Department of Health and Human Services will give evidence into the nature of COVID-19, infection control, contact tracing, and genomic testing. It comes after the head of the Doherty Institute's Genomic Sequencing Unit, Professor Ben Howden, told the inquiry yesterday that about 99% of Victoria's second wave of infections could be linked to returned travelers in hotel quarantine. He said the virus entered the Victorian community after three breaches at quarantine hotels. The death toll in Victoria has now surpassed 300, and almost 7,500 cases remain active. The federal government is facing increasing pressure to relax its overseas travel guidelines after figures from the Department of Home Affairs show 3 in 4 requests to leave have been rejected. Australia closed its international borders in March and banned citizens from traveling overseas. Only people with special exceptions can do so, including if travel is part of the COVID-19 response, if urgent medical treatment is unavailable in Australia, or if it is in the national interest. Dual citizen Sara Balsamini says she applied for an exemption but found the process demeaning.
I didn't find it difficult, but I found it degrading. And I know that for most people who didn't have to deal with Home Affairs for the past 10 years like I did, might seem a little price to pay for an increased security. But for me, when I got my Australian citizenship 2 years ago, I really hoped that would have been the last time that I had to disclose any personal information with Home Affairs, and I had to rely on their compassion or fairness to make decision about my life.
The Australian Border Force has received almost 92,000 requests. Just over 22,000 of those were granted between March and July. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says there won't be a new election until he's killed. Mass protests are continuing in the capital Minsk over the presidential vote that granted Mr. Lukashenko a 6th term in office, with demonstrators claiming the result was rigged. Thousands of factory workers are among those rallying and calling for the president to resign. In an attempt to amass support, Mr. Lukashenko spoke to workers at an industrial plant, expressing his desire for people to understand the political process.
You or part of you protesters made or have been involved in politics. But remember that there are different rules in politics that you have rushed to without understanding. Remember that there are different rules so that it wouldn't be painful either for me or for you, for people when we would lose the state.
But in a bid to pacify protesters, Mr. Lukashenko says he would be willing to hand over power after a referendum. And now to sport. The AFL has admitted Carlton player Jack Nunes' match-winning shot at goal against Fremantle over the weekend should have been taken by teammate Michael Gibbons. The league approved 2 umpiring decisions during the match's frantic finish. They were the deliberate out-of-bounds call against Fremantle player Matt Taberner and the decision to award a downfield kick against Dockers player Andrew Brayshaw for his late contact with Sam Doherty. That call led to the shot that was incorrectly given to Nunes, who kicked the winning goal for Carlton. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers, 17 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing, 15 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 16 degrees. Hobart, a cloudy day at 14. Canberra, a shower or two, 13 degrees. Wollongong, a possible early shower, 20 degrees. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 21 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, similar conditions to yesterday at 32 degrees. My name's Assam Al-Ghalib, and you're listening to SBS News.